Blog Talk Radio.
Do we have a chat room?
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Welcome, and wild we are. I hope you're ready. It's Friday. I have a lot of you in the queue, a lot of you waiting to do the show. And for those of you new that have tuned in to 773-897-6461, we're the psychics with all the fun. We're the ones you come to when you're ready to have that reading. If you want to talk to a psychic, a medium, an intuitive, someone who is able to see and know what the other side says, that the other side of people who've passed, or that in the future of looking with your progression, we're the people. This is Jethro Smith. I'm welcoming all of you to this fun time. There's a lot of listeners in tonight. Remember, you guys, you can also get a contact with me right now through Skype and other ways. We will be doing our psychic chat room here at the end of the month, and you guys will be happy to know we've been blessed with the three winners of that. So you guys put in, all of you fans wanted to liven it up in there, and liven it up we did. We have three of the ones you put in and nominated to be in that room to give you your ear, a little time, and hopefully the best answers of what you need for Psychics Gone Wild. You want to go to get a reading, go to psychicswild.com. This is Christmas, and we're doing the magic in December this month of the fact of keeping the magic alive in your life. Not only just Christmas, but just the way. And speaking of magic and keeping it alive, you guys are in for it. It's Friday. We have the actor, producer, psychic medium, community activist. She has been communicating with the spirit world since she was a toddler. She conducted her first seance at the age of 8, and since then has done radio, TV, you name it. She's been on it with a good thing and a really positive way of helping individuals with the word light psychic medium. Patty Negri from California.
Yeah. I like that. Psychic like light.
You like that? I was
It's funny. I like it. I don't think anybody can hear us right now, Jethro. So check the boards. I'm looking at the chat room, and Jan can't hear us, and Bella Louise can't hear us. And they keep refreshing. Okay. Come on, Blog Top. Come on, little gremlins in the waves. Let people hear
can
us.
Can you hear us? Can you hear us, 630?
Was that a dog?
Yes.
Oh, baby.
630, can you hear us? We can hear the dog.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's what's important. We can hear on the radio. Those of you tune in to the internet, Blog Talk does do it, and our chat room has been shut down over other individuals who worked the show who had put in some words for that. So you're probably not going to be able to listen in there. I'm so sorry for you. But if you call 773-897-6461, we can still do the radio show. And I'm so sorry for you guys. If you're hitting F5 to refresh, it should do that. So for this show, we'll just go ahead and do it on the radio like we always do. 630,
sounds good to me.
How are you? And would you give me your name?
Moo.
Hey,
hello,
Moo. Oh, okay.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing? 424,
I'm
how are you
doing? I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. I've been really working on a lot of individuals and things going on, and I'm so glad you got a hold of Psychics Gone Wild to find out about.
Oh, well, I called because I'm going through this little transition, and I just feel like it's picking up. And obviously, I wanted confirmation, and I was supposed to originally move for only 3 months and come back to L.A., but now I'm going to go back to my hometown in New York, and I wanted to see if you thought that was a good idea, and what do you see coming up for me in the new year with my music, and all of that good stuff.
Very good. And your first name?
My first name is Angela.
Welcome, Angela. Me and Patty are here listening and going with the energies. I would say, Patty, it feels like a good idea to me. What I'm seeing when you started talking about the move and the exchange was I was seeing a lot of very positive energy. I do see that you have something there that has got to be handled before you go, though. And I feel that there is something – I'm picking up more relationship is part of the move, but there's something stressing with a – I'm seeing a man with you, something of tension there.
No, I have no man in my life. I don't know. Maybe I had a situation where I spoke to – a guy that I really, really liked, and he's in New York, but I've been living in L.A. for 10 months. I've been, I went to New York probably in August, and that was a, it was interesting. It was a weird transaction. So I guess maybe, you know, we kind of stopped talking, so I guess that could be the tension in that. But, I mean, of course, I'm looking forward to seeing him, but my main focus is really not him.
Oh, my goodness, Anna. I don't know why I'm seeing that at the end of New York, but I guess I may be off. Patty, would you help our wonderful Angela? I'm getting something there about this guy in New York.
Well, what I'm getting, the first thing is that New York is going to be a whole new ballgame for you. I was getting good, too, immediately, just like Jethro did, that it was really good. It was really positive, kind of really claiming your power there going home for some reason. It's just something has shifted, and it's good. So I was picking up on that first. Yeah.
Because I'm like right now, where I'm at right now, it's kind of I realize what God and what spirits have tried to do with me while I was here. Because I'm going to be back here, but eventually, probably like next year. But I realize all the lessons that they gave me. And it's like right now I'm living in a house where I feel like you ever see, you know, the Scrooge, how he gets visited by his three ghosts of present and future. Like, I feel like everyone around me right now is my ghost, and one of them does drugs. I never should pick up drugs ever in my life. I should never prostitute. I should never do anything weird. And it's funny, but it's like I'm living in a house where I feel like I smell the death. I see little things, and so I know, like, it's the end of something. It's reborning something, and those are the things I'm not supposed to do, and I should. Like, it just taught me, like, better timing and better, like, work harder and, like, little things. I don't know. But
yep,
it's interesting.
Get out. Like I said, a whole new place. New York's going to be a whole new place. And, yes, take everything you did here as lessons. And, yes, get out of the place you're at now. Get out of it. You know it. And you're claiming your power. And sometimes it takes to see the bad to know what the good is, and to see what you don't want to know what you do want, and how much that to work for it that much harder. So I agree with Jethro's whole first thing. It's going to be a really good move, and I'm seeing it pretty incredible for you. And get out of Dodge, play house you're at as soon as you can, and don't let it affect you until you do.
Okay, yeah, because I'm going to take a little detour before I go to New York. I'm going to go to Alabama, spend some time with my grandmother, break the news to her that I'm going to New York, and then hopefully I make it music-wise. I don't know if you guys see me with that happening in New York or L.A. I'm not really sure. I'm just going with life wherever it's taking me right now. It's interesting.
We welcome you to the agenda, and I thank you for calling in. That's what we're getting, and please let us know on psychicsgonewild.com how we're getting, and if you get a chance, have a reading with one of us and get more in depth.
Yeah,
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is wild, and speaking of wild, we have a couple of emails here running through. Those of you know, because of Facebook, we are a little bit less on the emails and the people writing in, but we'll have everybody in by the end of the month in December. We have some other individuals who are very much helping with this. So I'm looking here. I have one from a friend of ours in Seattle. She writes in, Patty, I must ask you, there's something about the fact that you always are so happy and positive, and I've always listened to the radio show. I know that others have gotten upset or even distraught over the readings. You talk with people on the other side, Patty. What do you do when you feel like grieving?
Ooh. Oh, well, I certainly do feel like grieving. I certainly don't have the perfect life. It seems like I do. But I do believe that we have the choice to see, to focus on what we see or where we want to see or where we want to go with things. And somebody told me a long time ago, if for me being a light worker, for me being somebody who's been given this gift and this quest of doing, somebody in the simplest terms once said, wow, if you can't even change your own way of being around, your own emotional state, your own your perception of things, how can you help others? And I just kind of went, that's right. Oh, my God. If I can't, and all of a sudden it made it easy, which just proves to me that it is all our choice. And my saying of this whole week is, it's easiest as we allow it, as easy as we allow it to be, or as hard as we make it. And it can be. And yes, feel free to grieve. Allow it to grieve, but flow it out. Transmute it. Shift it. Change it. It's all the same energy, and you can recolor it.
Thank you. You know, Patty, that's one thing that you've always done is kept the upper positive when things get rough and going. Those of you tuning in, we have Tech is here now. They're saying they are here helping. And no, Jethro, we don't want to take your spot. We want to keep you guys right where you are. See, sometimes I do that. And I know you guys wonder why I'm writing those little wild little things in the room. No, I'm not multiple personality, but I'm doing about six tasks here trying to keep everything going. So I wrote to him and said to him politely, you know, look into the chat room. So they did, and I wrote, you know, wanted to know if they wanted someone else to take the spot. They said, no, they would help us, and we got now our sound back on in there. So, you know, this is one of those shows we'll be just doing for testing and won't be able to use for other things. Blog Talk, every time we say your name, you know that you get all this publicity. The problem is we can't use it on any of our other internets that help us get customers. So 928, we welcome you. How's everything going? You're here. You're another Arizona number. How's Sedona after the earthquake, 928?
Yes, hello?
Mm-hmm. This is Jethro and Patty. How are you?
Good.
Welcome. Would you like to give us your first name? And I feel like you've got something to happen here, but I need a little permission from your guides to read you. I just don't want to just read you, you know, off the...
Alfina. Yes, I'm just wondering what I need to know for the month of December. Like, what's the important thing?
Excellent. Okay.
What a sweet question. Well, I'm getting, it's not the world's deepest answer, first off, Jethro may give it, but this is December. It's about, there's a lot of positive in the social aspect of December, whatever that means to you, the holidays going on, getting out in the world, and coming from a really place of heart. This is a big growing month for you. It's partly looking inwards at self and thing, but with a reflection of it on the outside, getting out there and finding some joy, being with people. Have you been a little reclusive a little bit or not out there?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's your thing is for December is to get out there. find the joy there, and there's just it's about love and joy and, you know, grasping. Jethro, you may have deeper.
I feel a little deeper. No, I feel that's right on with it, and I agree with Patty and what we're getting here. And I thank you, Athena, for calling in, because what I feel with your energy and the part that's happening is you are focusing on where other things are happening. I feel like there's something else that's going on outside of your daily routine. I feel that you're putting in this effort. I do. And that's why I teach a little bit about the 928 number, because I also have an Arizona number, and it's like the 928. But what I was feeling from that and what was going on with the Arizona is I feel that there's something else happening there with you. I just keep experiencing this other expression to you of complete happiness, and then I keep feeling that the guides are telling me that this is going to be going on for you in something that is more I feel it's like a business, a work, something that's going on that you're putting out an effort that has been on the back burner way too long is what they're telling me.
Okay.
I hope that makes sense. If that makes sense to you, I don't know who you are. I love your numbers, so you become my friend. I have the ones writing, they go, Jethro, she's on next. And I'm like, okay, she's cool.
Okay, well, thank you for that. So the only thing I need to know is that something I've been putting off is going to something I need to look into for the month of December, or
yeah,
and get out and be
okay
with your
okay.
heart. Get out, get out, be social, go out with friends, go out to lunch, take walks, do anything that's getting you more out than you've been, whatever that means to you. That's right from the spirit, truly.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Good. Welcome, everyone that's tuning in. We've got a lot of individuals here. It's Friday night. We're having that time. And if you do notice that the phones are doing that, just call 773-897-6461. Remember, it is most important that you get through on that, because you can always hear. We had a lot of people saying they want to pass tonight. They're just making sure they're now calmed down. They're going to try and go in. I know a lot of times the internet, this is one of the things we work on. Remember, we are on Speak Up Radio. We are also in iTunes. And I have now worked with another individual, we will have our own website where you can go in. And for those of you who remember when Ben was on the show, he's a good friend of mine. He has worked with us and put out some a website where the older shows will be. Anything we can cut and save or we'll do will be there. So you can hear those shows to the fullest of Psychics Gone Wild. And speaking of wild, we're having that great contest in December. To keep it positive and live, we're giving out a very good amount of up to $500 altogether, over $500 actually. Now we've had other sponsors coming in to help. Give prizes away for Psychics Gone Wild fans who will put down on the cartatures. If you look on PsychicsGoneWild.com, there's a whole page there, and we have a cartature of every one of our hosts and hostesses, and you can put in there. Just like our contest for the videos, you put down what you'd like to do. The best answer will be chosen by that cartature. For example, Patty Negre is the most magical, enlightening creature on earth. You will put down behind that, because I listened to her, or she was, and as you guys have been writing in, we've got a lot of ones on the phone. Phone's counting too. We are counting that. We're documenting it. You want to call 844-935-7200 and talk with Cindy or Chris. Chris is also one of our intuitive hosts on Thursday nights. Tell them what it is on the phone. We do encourage you guys to get a reading at the sites with us. It is, you guys do realize I'm in Florida. Patty's in California. So if you call and want me to hand the phone over to Patty, I will give you her phone number. We've had a lot of calls. And Jen Bach Drakey's in Nevada. We love her dearly. And she's our top, most favorite one. Everyone loves her. We love you guys. And you guys got to go there to catch her. But you usually can catch Jan on Facebook and get that totem reading. I love it. Continue to call in. It did make me giggle when you told me to hand the phone over. You know, just you want to talk to Patty right now. So we've laughed, and we sent you over there to Patty's website, which is pattynegri.com. That's PattyNegri.com. Patty, we've got a lot of people with the cartatures and things. Can we talk a little bit? This is something that spiritually a lot of people don't, I know maybe with the light work, it's something that helps me with all the years of it. Why would we go out and let the world know that we're doing this and put so much in effort and per se working this, when I've had a lot of people tell me that with a psychic we should just know and they should be coming to our door ready because this is our path. Can you help me, Patty, enlighten a few of I've had a lot of conflict this week, a lot of contact and emails and phone of how and why do we do the things we do to get our name out there? So I tried to explain myself, and I said, I'm going to ask the one of the best promoters I know, the most positive one, Patty, what would you say?
We can't help it. No, it's really a calling. It is a calling. It is a passion within us. It's not out there like, oh, let me be that. It's such a deep passion within us. This gift we've been given, this how spirit talks through us, our different and various gifts, and this message that we have been given to give. Some of us can put our message into exact sentences or words. I am out here to empower people. I am out here to give comfort to people. Whatever their thing is, or to enlighten people. Sometimes you could put it into words. Some of us can't. But it's our path. We can't not do it. We can't not do it. You almost would get sick. Certain of us who have to do it. We have been given by God, by the universe, by Mother Nature herself, this task at hand to do this message, to bring the light, to bring empowerment, to share love. That's probably been always, and maybe, you know, psychics of 200 years ago felt that same way. So they got in their little wagon train and drove across the mountains. Because that was their high tech. That's all they had. But they were still drawn. But now we have technology and internet everything to go. So it's a bigger world, and who knows, in 10 years we might be, you know, billboarding it on Mars. But it's really, I'm going to go back to my first answer. We can't help it. It's a calling.
I agree, and I love that. And those of you tuning in, there's where I've – and I, to me, it just always made sense that we would want to help as many as we could. So by doing the work to get it out, I've had a couple of you writing in. We want to tell you that, Patty, you are the best. We know you deserve to be the one. The reason that we love you so much is because you're Patty. So we got that. That was written – and I got to tease you guys. This is written from a fan of mine in Utah that I've known for about 23 years. I have a lot of people that call in. You guys will – I've had someone ask me, say, Jethro, do you know him? I don't know the callers, so I just have a lot of people who help me outside of this get the word out. So those of you who want to get in, go to the Real Psychics Gone Wild room and put in – send to – you can send to Jen Bachdrakey, Patty Negri, Intuitive Chris, or Psychic Jethro. You would like to be in the room and be one of the people in our private guest. I'm sending out invitations, and you will be able to be in that room. We've cleaned it out. Last year, it was me, Gary Wimmer, and another hostess that was on quite a while back. And so what we've done is we went ahead and just put in a new room, a new face, putting it on. And in the process of this, as our change, Psychics Gone Wild is a very good positive. We have people who are American Federation, certified psychics who have done it maybe, let's just say we've done a few days. Me and Patty didn't do this yesterday. And then we have individuals who have come in and that have been here for a couple weeks. And they're the ones that it's so good to see grow. I got tears. I got very emotional yesterday. I've got a video out for you guys that like to listen to it on YouTube. The reason Jethro does this show. If you will go through there, I have all these people who've already said, yes, I can do this. Their picture, their work, and all of our authors that went in, all of our ones that we've got, and you'll be surprised. It took 3 minutes, and now I found out it's going to have to go to 5 minutes because we've had so many people. There was more that I forgot that said, Jethro, you didn't put us in. And I had a new computer, so I'm going back and we're putting more in. I want you guys to realize that's, like Patty said, we can't stop. That's the reason we do it. I've got a lot of individuals asking us, what's going on with the music? This is the time of the year, you guys. We play the music. We'll play. We always will play Gary Wimmer and Linda Irwin's music because they are our family. They came in. They've helped us. They've done a lot of work. But as we also go into the energy, to be fair, we have also had Chris and the Intuitive also plays music, and so do I, Psychic Jethro. And also, if you guys listened to the show 2 years ago, Linda Richards. So what I decided, and to be fair, and I've had other ones do, we're having our people that listen in put in their one, and we're going to pick a fan. So you guys that are musicians and are fans, here's your chance. To be fair, none of us want to take a song from one of us unless we, you know, it wouldn't be fair to the rest of the family. So we're going to take one of your music, and we're going to make it the theme of Psychics Gone Wild. And we had this contest. Those of you tuned in or got your newsletter, it came in your email or your snail mail. And our first one was Java High. She put in the song Wild One. So she's done this music, and I'd like you guys to take a few minutes while I work with it. If you got a chance, go over to Patty Negri's site or listen to this music and give your vote. Give us a few minutes here to clean up a little bit of the stuff and see what you think of Java High's beautiful contest entry of Psychics Gone Wild theme.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one. Ooh, you busted your home, took me a home run. Show me how you do. I wanna shut down the club. Hey, I heard you were the wild one. Ooh.
beautiful. Wow. Yeah, hi. That's very beautiful, very nice. I got to tease you. I don't know about the going home. We're friendly, but we always stay where we are. What do you think, Patty? We've got them putting in music.
I love it. That was fun. That's got a nice beat. I wanted to dance around. If I wasn't tethered to my headset, I wanted to dance.
Great. Well, those of
wild
you. Wild fun. There's your that yes. Here's your challenge, all you fans. Get ready. Come on in and let's help us get a theme for 2015. 786, it's Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro and Patty. How are you, 786?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm fine. How are you guys?
Great. Can you tell we got a lot of stuff going on? We're being real wild, and we would love to give a few minutes of a reading to you to give you a taste of what we do. You are?
Santa.
Welcome, Samantha. I'm so glad you called in. You've got a lot of intense energy. Is there a subject you want to look at? Or?
Yes, career. I basically recently just left a job that I really, really wasn't happy with, and I'm now looking for a better position. I applied for one that I really thought I had at a university here in my state. And I haven't heard anything from them. I'm still really holding out hope that I will get that position. But if not, I would like to know if you see me getting another position in a school. Like, that's where my sights are really on.
I see something coming. I see definitely something coming. And it is going to be a bit of a shift. I'm not seeing it is or it isn't school. Jethro might be clearer on that. But I'm seeing a shift, but it's a really good shift. A little more creative for you in what you do. Challenging in a good way, putting you out more with whatever it is that you want to do. But completely along your lines of what you want to do. Just something's very different in it. I don't know if that makes sense.
Sounds really wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Patty.
Oh, you're welcome. No, I see something good, but a big, big, big shift, a big, big change.
Yes. And sorry, Samantha, we apologize. She got what she needed. She left us, so thank you for coming in. 540, how are you doing? This is Psychic Jethro and Patty.
I'm doing good. How are you?
Okay.
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're good.
My name's Carrie, and my mom passed away 4 years ago, December, and I'm just missing her a lot, and I'm just wondering if she has any messages for me.
What's your mom's name?
Rose.
You feel her often, don't you? Because she's there with you.
I have a hard time trying to feel her. My sister, my youngest sister, has had dreams of her and has felt her, and I haven't really felt anything or had any dreams in almost 4 years at all since she passed. And it kind of hurts when my sister tells me that she's visited her, and I don't get anything, so I get kind of anxious.
Envious. She visits you too. I'm seeing it. Where you're going to feel it, where she's going to, for some reason, did she used to like touch your head or do something with your head?
Yes.
Brush your hair. Okay. That's what she does to you. She's showing me that completely. You're not conscious of it. You almost don't, she's doing it and you should be able to feel there. There is no should. But if you concentrate a little bit more, instead of feeling jealous or envious or sad, that you think she's not or that you're not feeling she is. She is. She's right there. And it's definitely that head thing. I saw it really clearly. She is there with you. She loves you. For dream time, I do this thing called dream school. Put a glass of water by the side of your bed. Don't drink it. Everybody knows not to drink water by your bed. It collects everything. That's why it tastes bad in the morning. You know, spirits. But it's a really good connector to spirit. So put it in and then ask God, spirit, higher self, universe, say, I want to connect into my mom. I want to communicate with her. and that's going to really help you. You actually can read my article about Dream School at pattynegri.com. Go up to my blog, scroll way down to last January, practically a year ago, and there's a whole article. But it's simple. Okay. It costs nothing. It's the time that you're asleep plus 2 minutes in the morning, and I bet you'll be able to communicate her. But start feeling, be awareness. She may not show to you, like it may not be mom sitting at the kitchen table next to you that you could see her, but she's yeah. doing this thing with your head.
Yeah, my sister's had, like, right after my mom passed, I think it was the day right after, she's been having dreams of her, and they talk, and she tells me, and I'm like, it'll be 4 years this December, and I get nothing. I talk to her all the time, and I get really sad. And my husband has asked my sister not to tell me anymore because it just makes me, I'm not jealous, I'm upset because I want that connection.
Open up a tiny bit more, let go of the sadness, that's just a block, because she's right okay. there. And something about the, I always see spirits on one side or the other, which usually means something to be, on your left side. Whether she used to sit on the left side or you did something when you were younger on the left side, she likes to be to the left of you. And again, she's touching your head.
Mm-hmm. She used to do that a lot when I was little.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's doing it now. You're gonna start to notice it. Don't feel sad. Feel happy.
Okay.
Anticipation. And try the Dream School.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
It'll
I really
appreciate
your time.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Sweet.
Very sweet. And thank you for calling in. Carrie, you rock. We are Psychics Gone Wild, and we're having the most fun tonight at 773-897-6461. It's Friday, and we've got it happening. We've had two blowouts, one major hit, and they said that at the last that the detectives told me, we've got a new thing happening. So if it does something go on, just go with it. Is this good? That's what I don't know what else to do. We are having a Psychics Gone Wild fun day on the radio. For those of you that have tuned in recently, we also are adding some really fun people. So take a look on there. Look on our Psychics Gone Wild. We will be adding some new individuals, some individuals that they're actually seasoned individuals is the word. I don't want to say older individuals because we are older, but I want to say people who are in the business and doing it. So check it out. We never know what we're doing. That's why we're wild. We're not Psychics Gone Mild. We're Psychics Gone Wild. 229, you're doing fine. How would you like to come into Psychics Gone Wild?
Hey, how are you doing? This is Melvin.
Oh, my goodness, Melvin. Did you find our room? I thought I saw your name in the real Psychics Gone Wild room. You've been our fan for 3 years, and now you know where we live? I can't believe you. I'm teasing,
oh.
Melvin. How you been?
I'm doing pretty good. Yes, sir. Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to ask, how you doing, Miss Patty?
I am good, Melvin. Nice to hear from you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank both of you all. I just wanted to ask about two things that I about my son. I talked to you all about that he has got shot, and I'm doing a fundraiser on GoFundMe.com. Actually, I'm on the website looking at it right now, but I was just wondering, you know, it's been up. I posted about 22 days ago, and I just want to know, like, do you see any success out of this? Do you see any? I'm going to start getting some donations anytime soon. Because I have to, he has to have physical therapy. I'm trying to get him into Shepherd's Hospital in Atlanta, Georgia. And I haven't received any donations at this time. But I just want to know, is it something I'm doing wrong, or do you see that's prospering? Do you see any donations start coming up?
I apologize. I think I'm going to have to pass. I read for you, Melvin, not too long ago. I just feel like I need to pass. I love to have you talk to you, and we do have you guys regulars come in. Once in a while, if I've read for someone recently, my guides will leave it alone where it is, and I'm just getting a very clear wall. But I do feel like that. Patty, are you picking anything up for Melvin, or have you read for him recently?
I read for him pretty recently, too. And again, but all this is trust yourself, trust in Melvin, see what it is that you do have and where you're going, not what you don't have yet and when it gets there. You have such a sweet soul. I do see something coming in. I don't know, donations, what that is. I'm not getting clearly on that specific question. but I do get that you're going in the right direction. Just a little bit more faith in yourself. Okay?
Okay.
We love you, Melvin. Give us a couple of weeks and call us back, and we'll be back. Our guides will say it's time again. So, thank you.
Okay,
for calling
thank you.
Thank you, Melvin.
Welcome. We love all of you guys. And that's something to let you guys know. You know, they always say the Jethro's different. I am a little different than other readers. The reason is it's also not just the pride of it, but you've got to visualize that you're going up there and asking. So we do that. We encourage all of you ones. We've got a lot of new people coming in, and we want to get all of you in. I had someone write me yesterday. He said, Jethro, I have been on the show 14 times. You and Linda both need to be in jail on Monopoly's game because you wouldn't let me in. And I laughed. That isn't why we went to jail. Why we actually went to jail, we're teasing. And we're not going to tell you until we play it again in March. So you've got to be ready to play, and then we're going to tell you why. So you guys be in and go with it and just have fun. We've got a lot of people tense tonight. It's okay. 630, how do you know? 630, would you like to go Psychics Gone Wild?
Yes, I would. This is Laura. How are you all doing? Happy holidays.
Great. Hey, Laura.
Patty, I'm waiting on an oil.
Hey, beautiful
Patty.
Yes, oil, dear. I know.
It's cooking, right?
It's cooking. It's re-cooking. I mean, it was cooked and ready, and it just needed the separation and bottling of the separate ones that have with the different attributes. And now I went, oh my God, there's this full moon, and all this stuff has changed, and I'm re-cooking.
Let's talk about that just real quick. I've gone through a lot of changes. Jethro knows that too as well. I kind of would like to know if they have. I just actually asked if they would let me through, if they had something to tell me, because so much has changed and is changing, so much energy. So I'd like to know what they have to say to me, because I don't think I'll be calling in too much longer, you know, for a while.
Jethro, you want to start?
No problem. I do know, and here we are again. This is another person that I have read for not too long ago, and so what I have to pass with you, Laura. I love to listen. Sometimes we'll have people do that. To say, I just want to listen in tonight. I love you, but I don't want to change what I've done with you, and I want to talk to you, but I'm doing a radio show, you know, and I'm like, I'm going to get in trouble. So I'm just going to pass.
Okay, what I'm saying is that this new path is in a weird way back to an old path when we first started talking to each other of what you are here to do. There's some detours, and I don't even want to go into all that stuff. Not that things aren't going to circle around in all sorts of ways, but that very first passion that you had when we were first talking, that's where you're going now. Everything is leading towards that, so it's a really good thing. It's a really good thing.
Okay, that's with the business side of things. That twin flame thing that didn't work out, I've had a feeling that some of the things that I had said have come true. I kind of want to know, like, what's going on there, because I had sent you an email about that, but we haven't gotten a chance to talk, and we will again, but I just, is that over? Because I kind of, here, it's actually a bigger question. The Akashic Records, when you do a session and you say that you want to put something in the Akashic Records, I have subsequently kind of found out that those are mere suggestions or intentions. How does that stuff get reconciled? Like when you're in this moment and you say, hey, I'm in my path and I'm going to do a scope shift or a major change. Like, how does that stuff work out?
There's lots of different ways to do it and to work it. You know, if you go back up into the Akashic Records, I think we've actually even done that, and you change things, tear things, contracts you made that you don't want anymore, you change it, you burn it up, you do all sorts of, you know.
What about, I guess the question should be then, what about if someone put something in there and subsequently has done a whole turnaround? Like, what's the shakeup from that? Isn't there some accountability with the Akashic Records like that, just being impulsive?
Until it gets resolved, there's gonna be on all sides unfulfillment, figuring out what it is. If you're still in this middle of this thing, it's in a weird sense, I'm not explaining this very well today, a form of karma, but it's just unresolved. Just like we've all done it, we've all had just the thing that's past life and the unresolved. That's why you're dating the same kind of guy over and over again. That's why you're doing this, because you've had some contract that you made that you didn't resolve. Or some promise or some spell working or some anything that you did. So, if there's something up there and you're not living into that.
Well, I guess, I mean, I did my part, and then I've decided to make an interim decision. So now I want to know, do I have to revisit this when they get their shit together, or am I clear of that now with them? Because I've taken a different stand now. I've said I've had enough.
If you've taken your different stance, you can't do anything about theirs. You do it about
right.
you. So if you go up into it and you work, which I know you have and you do, and you clear it, you let it go, however, whatever form you do to let it go, and then you're clear. If something changes down the road, if they're still holding on to it, that's their issues and things. And if you come back around, then you figure that out at that time. But if you are clear in your thinking, then you're clear in your place.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Okay, I just didn't want any,
yeah.
like, you know, weird comeback kind of stuff when I've done a send back myself, and I've just taken a different stance now.
Good.
In 2015, my advice to everybody is do the hard work and cut the cords and turn over every rock. You'll feel so much freer. I mean, I'm nobody to preach, but I got some kind of street credit because I've been through it.
Thanks, Lori. And Lori, I want to let you know that Yavapai just let me, she does, sent me a copyright. So we do have a copyright for that music. But thank you for being aware of that. You know, I never play a thing, but they wouldn't send it to me. But thank you for being on there and let me know.
Okay, thanks a lot. Take care, you guys.
You
thank
too.
Thank you. Talk to you soon. Sorry I've been gone.
Welcome, everyone. 402, what about you? It's Psyche's Gone Wild. We're here. We've got a lot of you guys trying to get through. There's a lot of individuals worried about getting through. You got through. What do you want to do, 402?
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call. Well, I've just been listening to your show, and you guys just seem to be so in tune in a lot of ways. I just wanted to call and see I could give you a question, but otherwise, I was just wondering what general impressions you got coming out for me, if there were any jumping out at you, and if they're not, that's fine, I understand.
Jethro?
I'm not, and I apologize for that. We've had a lot of distractions. You guys, I feel sorry for you, but we've got a lot of ones complaining they can't hear, and it's a lot with Blog Talk, and I'm not. I'm unfortunately, I'm not even able to focus. I owe you such an apology, you guys, and I'm trying to keep up all the websites so we can stay on. It makes for me to just, it's too much, so I'm not picking up much. I guess the show wasn't right. My girlfriend didn't do that right. We've got all these complaints. So I right now, I'm just trying to figure out and get everything. I'm trying to keep the fires down, so I'm not getting much, Patty. I'll have to
What I'm seeing is a lot of new flow coming in. We do have a full moon. We're talking about it like that. Actually, Jan, I think the official full moon is tomorrow night, but it could be tonight. It could be starting in betwixt and between. And going back to you, I feel a lot of moon energy coming in, which is flow, which is feminine energy, which is movement, travel, reflection, illusion. And that's kind of really good for where you're at and for the movement of such. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. And what's funny is my name's Diane, or Diana, goddess of the moon. So I relate well to
Yeah, so get out there in this full moon we have now, and hopefully you're somewhere that's not all cloud cover and you can see it. And just for anybody to know, if you want to do some moon magic and there is cloud cover and you can't see it, a way to get that same moon energy if you're outside is light a candle and put a bowl of water and watch the candle reflection off the water. That will work if you can't see the moon. But that's what you do. Be aware of that. Be aware of that flow. Be aware of that. Really get out there in it and bring that into your life. Just put a little layer of moon magic, which is going to add a lot of flow, probably even a little travel, a lot more ease into certain things that's going on right now.
Okay. And would it help too to put any type of green or other prosperity stuff into the water with the moon magic if a person wants to, say, draw in more money to them, more prosperity in general?
All right, if you want to do, I'm going to give the money spell again because everybody's talking about it on the thing. The very best spell I've ever done, and a whole bunch of people on this radio show have done it. And it's
okay.
The world's easiest spell, and it costs you $1. Get the crispest dollar bill you can find, the prettiest one you have in your purse or your wallet. Create a sacred space, whatever that means to you, through prayer, for chanting, light a candle, light some incense. Create your sacred place. Take that dollar, if you have sacred oils or magical oils or scents, use the oils, use the incense, use the candle. Then take that dollar bill, and on that dollar bill, furiously, with passion, and feel it, smell it, taste it, write everything you want in the realm of money, in the material world. What paid off car debt, paid off money in the bank, these kind of numbers, this kind of income, whatever it is that's money, write it everywhere you can, as much as you can on both sides of the bill. Run it through the incense if you have it, over the smoke, and just really concentrate. Build some energy. Then go out into that moon, that beautiful moon, and burn it up. You are offering it up into the moon. And I do a ma chant when I do it. You could do drumming. You could do dancing around. You could do chanting to build that energy, because with spell working, you want to build, whether you're going, and throwing it up, but do it that whole time the bill, or you're chanting any kind of a chant or a song, or you're jumping up and down or drumming or tambourining. And then right as it, you hit that crescendo, the last little bit of it burns up, you just shoot it off into the universe. Every time I've ever done that, I've got a downfall. I mean, everything from somebody giving you a computer to somebody adding a couple zeros to the back of your paycheck to amazing things. It's really powerful. I've been doing it since the 80s. And it costs a dollar and a whole lot of passion. So that's my favorite thing for abundance. There's a million things. I could give you 1,000 things. Yes, working with green and candles and different herbs and oils and foods, and burn a buck. And it's highly illegal, and that just adds to the magic of it. But we have such weird, I mean, I think it's a federal offense to deface a dollar, but we have such weird stuff attached to money as money. And the other magic thing for money, the other magic thing, get a little bit of leprechaun mentality. Leprechauns love money for money's sake. The pot at the end of the rainbow. They're like, and it's not even just, oh, I could pay my bills or I can buy a car. It's just, I love money. I love money. Get a little bit of that thinking. Get a little jar. Get a little box. Get a little something, your own pot of gold. Hide it away. Put the biggest bills you can. I started out with a $1 bill, but I wrote 2 zeros and I turned it into 100. And then, a couple times a week, go play with the money. Like a little kid would play with their favorite toy. Rub it against you. Oh, money, money, I love you. Rub it on your face. Rub it on your body. As silly as that sounds, it's like goofy love of money. All of a sudden, I started adding hundreds. And it adds. It's leprechaun magic. It's pure leprechaun. It's crazy. And when you have to take it out, of course you do, to buy that stuff, pay your bills. You know, you just thank it, but you always keep some in there, and it always keeps growing.
Awesome.
Those
thank
two things
you.
Will be fine.
What was the thing you said you chanted when you did it?
I do a ma chant. You could chant anything. You could go, money, 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 or abundance, abundance, if you like that word. But I like to demystify. We, spiritual people and light workers are so afraid of, like, needing things or wanting things. Just do it, money, money, money. Do it like you're doing on a big musical doing it. Or I just work with sound and a big ma chant, and you slowly go up. Or you want to add some fire energy, you want to add some serpent energy or some dragon, do a Z. And you're growing. It's a form of mill working where you're building that energy, and then you literally, the climax of it, you shoot it up to the universe, and then you believe it, let it go, go on with your day or night.
That sounds awesome. I'm going to try that. Thank you very much.
Call back and let us know how great it was.
Will do. Thank you both. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm loving all of you guys. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're being wild. We're having it there. We went through quite a bit. I feel like the Lay's potato chip bag, but there's just not much in it because we've only got about 11 minutes of this wildness. So make sure you guys get into wilds and do it. We have a couple of friends writing us right now asking, Patty, you said magical clothes and told me of different things that I should do. We've heard about this for the career. My sister told me that there's magical flowers that if I put them in the house, it will help me with my relationship. I don't like roses, and I'm hoping that you can give me a couple of ideas of putting some flowers in my house that will make my sister stop being so rude when she's around me.
I don't know what I'm not that expert in remembering off the top of my head exactly what flowers work for what, but the best flowers that you are flowers that make you feel good. Find some with sweet colors and loving colors. It doesn't have to be roses. You don't like roses. Daisies are for friendship. The coolest thing besides flowers, if she's being mean or rude to you, make her something with basil in it to eat. Like those little, like, tomato, mozzarella, and basil. The basil softens things, takes away arguing, takes away fighting. It's good to do for couples, like if you've been fighting or something on your dates, like let's serve a basil appetizer or put some into your salad or her salad. You know, heck, throw some in a little bit of a flower arrangement too. But that's one that I know, not that it's a flower, that really softens meanness in itself or anger or fighting. But trust the flowers. You could look it up online. You could look it up in a book or go to a flower shop or a flower market. Talk to the flowers. Trust yourself. There's no right. There's no wrong.
Yes, and we love you guys calling in. Go turn in Monday night with our nature girl, Lori Connell. She, I know she loves sunflower seeds. She was telling us one night on there some different things that it does. I know they do vitamin E. I love Patty's basil. Fill your house with Psychics Gone Wildness. We love you guys. We've got a couple of you writing in. Jethro, this has been one of those shows I've listened to. What is happening? What hasn't happened? Let's keep it down. We're down to there's no marshmallows, and Jethro's really hungry, and we're going to have to go for a hamburger, but it's been wild, Patty. It's a lot over here. We've got 917. Would you like to slide into home plate? We're trying to get a few more readings in before they kick us out that door.
Yes, I'll slide into home plate. This is Ellen.
Hey, Ellen. How you been?
Just fine, thank you. And my question is, what do you see coming up for the next couple of months? I'm anxious for change to occur, and it's just not happening as fast as I would like.
It is happening. Maybe it's not as fast, but you are noticing some difference, right, Ellen?
Minor. Not along the lines that I would like, but not bad, but I was hoping for more.
I know, you're going to get more, but it's all about being that grateful and realizing and appreciating what it is changing, and then you focus on that, and that what isn't, and then the other will come faster. The other will come faster because it's almost like that coming from a sense of lack. It's what I don't still have, what the change I haven't. Keep going for it. Make that change. But then every time, even the tiniest thing, little specks of sand, it's like, oh, wow, this has changed. Or I feel different about this. Or this came in. Or this, like, wow, this is good. This is good. It's about gratitude, really being grateful. It's that glass half full, glass half empty thing. There's a lesson in that for you for some reason. And remember, the universe has a nasty set of time. Set of time. Universe doesn't have time. That's our little concept. So it's going to happen, and it already is, and you're going to come into your power with it. But really focus on what has changed, because where you put your energy, where you put your thought is where you live. So not on what isn't happened yet, what has happened, and then the other stuff will totally come.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Enjoy it. Have fun with it. Let us know how it goes.
Love you, Ellen.
I will.
2 months. 2 months.
Thank you.
2 months.
Welcome, Ellen. Make sure you go to PsychicsGoneWild.com. Put in for those prizes. We're giving a lot of prizes away. Blue Moon Treasures tonight's working on the fact that if you haven't had a chance, go to wild111.com and check out the wonderful way of making aromatherapy soaps. It's one of our sponsors who love the show, bluemoonnow.net. That's BLUEMOON. Now, NOW.net. I have a lot of you teasing me, Jethro. Why are you spelling things out to us? I have no idea. It just feels like it's one of those nights. Psychicstore.com. And we are going to take and play a little bit of here. I've got a couple of other ones wanting to hear. You guys want to do? They said we want to hear more readings, less music. Jethro, the song earlier had me nervous. I'm not sure. There seemed like it was too intense for us. I'd like to have less music and more readings. No, that's fine, and that you're allowed to have that. We have two others that are writing in. The music was great. I think Patty's doing a wonderful job, Jethro. I feel worried for you. You do need a rest or something. You sound a little down. That's true, and I am. And what it is, I got to tease you guys, is I am not a real good flyer, and I don't mean that with my hands or the old joke, you know, with my arms. I mean, literally, whenever I come from up in Virginia to Tampa, it takes me a couple of days, and it's this time of the year. Florida is beautiful. I'm down here, but I'm having something a little bit. I think I'm having a little bit of hay fever, too. So now you know. There's no mystery. It's nothing scary. It's just Jethro's trying to get through a day without a hamburger. So we've got to get everything there. Patty, I have to ask this. My friends are telling me that my cousin who was on the other side is trying to get messages to me. I keep finding the initials on things as CH. There was a person that I went through back in my memory was Carol Hanna. I loved her very much. Have always thought of her. Could my cousin actually be telling me to call her? I loved her so much. Would it be right to call her? I heard she might actually be dating someone.
Yes. Yes, you should. If that's the name that came to your mind, and if you keep seeing it, the universe is going, call, call, call. Wherever it goes or doesn't go, there's certainly not a harm in it. And you'll wonder stronger if you don't, because going, wow, am I not listening to the universe here? You're going to start seeing it more and more until you do. So, yeah, definitely. Trust your intuition. You have a good intuition. You're just not trusting it. CH, call her.
I have you heard that officially from Patty. Call her and we'll be at your wedding. And if you do want, I'm very good at prime rib. I can make a lobster that you've never seen before, one of the best Italian dishes. And if you work with me, I'll even do desserts that are magical and lovely if you want to get a hold of me. But I have someone here write me, Jethro, do you do weddings? I do. Actually, as a reverend, I have had people ask me, and it is something that I can do. I do welcome to help, you know, with individuals. Like I just said there, I prefer the cooking end of it. I love to do catering. I've always thought that you know, the food should be just like the romance. You want everything elegant and just, you know, really up and classy. I have a lot of references in that area. Patty, you are one of my favorites. I've got to tell you, I just want to know how and where can I get that book that everybody's in? Okay, Patty.
Well, right now, the newest book, make sure you get the 2014-2015. You could buy it on Amazon.com. You could buy it at Lulu Press. It soon will be on Barnes & Noble. I posted it on my Facebook page. I think we've pasted it on the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums page. And I think several people who are in it, it shouldn't be hard to find. I don't have it off the top of my head, but you go to you. There's probably listed too. If you go to TimesSquarePress.com, you could find a link. Otherwise, go to Amazon.com. Do Maximilian de Lafayette, search for his books, and there's 100,000 of them. But find the newest one. You've posted it. I've posted it. Look up his website, Facebook page, or mine.
And I post it, and you guys are waiting. We're trying to get one of us to get it in. Mine's up in D.C. I know Patty says hers on the way. As soon as we get one in, we're going to look and see. I'm not sure. I know that a lot of the radio shows placed. I'm very excited. They did have a radio host one, and I don't even know where we are. But as soon as I get a hold of that book, you can bet I'm going to be reading it out. I know that Linda Irwin's in there. But John Beck. John Boy, who we love dearly, who was on the Waltons, has left the house. But Jan Box Reiki's in there, who rocks. We love her dearly. We've got Chris White in there. We've got Patty Negri in there. And we have Gary Wimmer in there. We have A Psychic's Gone Wild. And what I heard recently is a lot of other names, a lot of phenomenal ones. Janine Rakin Sinclair is what I went to say, and I'm going to tease her. She's our phenomenal Crystal Key healer. I have done Crystal Key 1 and 2 with her. She's in there. She used to be on here earlier on Wednesdays with us. I love that woman. Patty does a show with her. We just phenomenal. We had some other individuals write me yesterday and saying, Jethro, you won't believe it, so send it to me. You don't have to verify, tell. Just send me what you're getting, because I will say, you know, I've gotten it from it. But you fans are the ones who are so excited. You're the ones that put us in there, and you're the ones that keep writing all the cool things that are in. I got all emotional when I found out I'd been nominated and got 4 and 5 stars from you guys. But I have to get the book here, and then I'll tell you what else, or somebody write me. We got to go, Patty. They're giving us a minute before they push the button. No, we just got it to work. I'm telling.
Okay. Getting it going. Well, thank you, Jethro. Thank you for keeping us on air. I hear your little fingers typing away there. I can hear the fury. I can hear the breathing. I can hear the eyes jotting back and forth and up and down. I can see the little smoke coming off the edges. You done good, Jethro Smith.
Oh, thank you. And I laughed. The tech person told me, they said, we like you guys, please. I go, well, what am I? I know I lose it sometimes and I say satirical things. I'm a Scorpio, and I'm sorry if I sting or hurt feelers, but it's so frustrating. Thank you, Patty, because it's hard not to hear very many things, and then to be sitting here all I got was a bunch of complaints, and I feel like I want my potatoes and gravy now. So love you guys. Go to psychicsgonewild.com, pattynegri.com, jethrosmith.net. Remember, stay wild.
Wild. Woo!